الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of the series, The Sin of Backbiting. Today, we'll listen to different parables related to backbiting, and we'll also listen to a few punishments of backbiting. Before starting our episode, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Salat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 blessings upon him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Rabih bin Sabi alayhi rahmatullahi sami has stated, two men were sitting near one of the doors of Masjid al-Haram when a person who displayed signs of being a hermaphrodite passed by. Having sighted him, they left a sense of disgust and thus stood up and left. At the time of prayers, they offered the salah with congregation. Then they realized that perhaps they indulged in the backbiting of their heart. Hence, they immediately visited the blessed court of Sayyidina Atta rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and asked him about the issue. He said, perform ablution and repeat your salah. When they informed him that they were also fasting, he instructed them to repeat the fast as well. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is learned that holding hate, contempt and ill opinion for a Muslim is backbiting of the heart. On page 984 of Bihari Shariat, volume 1, the publication of Maktabat al-Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, the eminent scholar Mufti Amjad Ali Azami alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi has stated, the fast does not become invalid if nocturnal emission occurs or one indulges in backbiting. Despite this, backbiting is an extremely major sin. Regarding backbiting, the Quran has stated, like eating the flesh of your dead brother. Similarly, it is stated in a hadith, backbiting is more severe than fornication. However, the spirituality of fast continues to diminish because of backbiting. On page 996, Hay Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi continues, lying, slandering, backbiting, indulging in foul conversation, these acts are generally impermissible and haram, and in fasting the severity is even greater. These acts also cause dislike in fast. A poet says, har khata tu dar guzar kar bekaso majboor ki, ya ilahi maghfirat kar bekaso majboor ki, pardon every mistake of this powerless and helpless. O Allah, forgive this powerless and helpless. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has reported that the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saw the dwellers of hell on Laylatul Mi'raj who were eating a dead body of a person. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked, Jibreel, who are these people? Angel Jibreel alayhi salam replied, they are those people who would eat people's flesh. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also saw a person who was extremely red in color and had blue eyes. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salam as to who he was. Jibreel alayhi salam replied, he is the one who cut off the legs of the she camel of Prophet Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salatu wa salam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, backbiting seems very easy, but keep this in mind that eating a dead body in hell will not be easy by any means. One cannot consume the fresh raw meat of a goat. Sometimes we do not feel like eating meat if it is not cooked properly, or if it does not have enough salt or proper spices, or if it is cold. Just imagine, how can one eat not zabiha meat, but that of the dead, and not of a halal animal, but of a dead human being? Further, the person with red skin and blue eyes mentioned in the hadith was none other than the evil Qadr bin Salif. He cut off the legs of Sayyidina Saleh's she camel. Poet says, Mujhe ghibaton se bacha ya ilahi, gunahon ki aadat chura ya ilahi, pae murshidi de muafi khudaya, na dozakh mein mujhko jala ya ilahi. What is the translation? What does this share mean? Allah, from backbiting may I be saved. Allah, habit of sins, may it be erased. Forgive me for my murshid's sake. From fire of hell, may I be spared. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to a punishment of backbiting. The famous saint, Sayyidina Hatim al-Asam, alayhi rahmatullahi al-akram, has stated, it has been relayed to us that in hell a backbiter's face will be turned into the face of a monkey, a liar's face will be turned into a face of a dog, and a jealous person's face will be turned into the face of a pig. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, on page 163 of Minhajul Abidin, the 344 page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, there are some sayings of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahmatullahi al-akram. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, that I stayed in the company of many saints in the Lebanon mountains. All of the saints advised me to disperse the following four pieces of advice wherever I go. Number one, whoever eats to the fullest of his appetite will not enjoy the taste of worship. Number two, whoever sleeps excessively will not have blessings in his lifespan. Number three, whoever seeks only to please the people will be in despair from Allah's pleasure. And number four, whoever excessively backbites and indulges in lots of irrelevant conversations will not die on Islam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, backbiting is detrimental to the faith. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, backbiting and tale-telling sever faith as a shepherd cuts a tree. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from the above hadith, we came to learn that there is a chance that one may lose his faith because of committing backbiting. Alas, the one who loses his faith is doomed. Whoever dies on kufr, when he reaches his grave, he will not be able to correctly answer the questions posed by Munkar and Nakir. Then the series of terrifying torments will start in the grave. The scholar of Islamic fiqh, Mufti Amjad Ali Azami, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, writes on page 110 of Bahar-e Shariat, volume 1, the 1250 page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, at that moment, a caller in the skies will call out, he is a liar. Place a bed of fire for him. Clothe him with clothing made of fire and open a door towards hell. The heat and flames of hell will then reach him, and two blind and deaf angels will be ordered to punish him. They will have iron rods. If they were to strike a mountain with those iron rods, it would turn to dust. The angels will continuously strike him with their rods. Snakes and scorpions will also torment the person. Hence, his actions will turn into a dog, a bear, or any other form, and will punish him as well. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Kuffar, the unbelievers, will also be subjected to several torments on the Day of Judgment, and eventually they will be dragged by their heads and thrown into hell, where they will reside forever. After describing the heart-wrenching punishments, guiding light of spirituality, the scholar of Islamic fiqh, Mufti Amjad Ali Azami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, further goes on to say, then the kuffar will be placed in a chest of fire, which will be as long as his height. The fire will then be ignited inside the chest, which will be locked with a lock of fire. Then the chest will be put into another chest of fire, in which fire will also be lit between the chest. Then the chest will also be locked. Likewise, the chest will be placed into a third. A fire will be lit and then locked with a lock of fire. At this point, every kafir will think that he is the only one in the fire now. And this will be the torment on top of all other punishments. This torment will continue forever on him. When all those destined for paradise will enter paradise, and only those will remain in hell that are to dwell in it forever, death will be brought looking like a sheep and placed between paradise and hell. A caller will call the dwellers of paradise, who will glance, fearing that they may be banished from hell. Then a caller will call the hell dwellers, who will glance excitedly, thinking that they are being freed from their torment. The caller will then ask them all if they recognize this. They will answer, yes, this is death. Death will then be slaughtered and it will be called out, people of paradise, eternity, there is no death anymore. People of hell, eternity, there is no death anymore. At that time, it will be joy for the dwellers of heaven, whereas sorrow for the hell dwellers. نسأل الله العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, and we seek the well-being of our religion, our worldly matters, and of our hereafter. Poet says, اتار ہے ایمان کی حفاظت کا سوالی خالی نہیں جائے گا یہ دربار نبی سے. Preservation of faith, اتار seeks empty-handed from the Prophet's court. He will not leave. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, bringing our episode towards an end, let's listen to a few examples of backbiting in Nafil and Mustahab acts. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, making statements about others regarding someone's inability or lack of completion of faraid and wajibat, the necessities of religion, without a valid cause, also falls under backbiting. The same ruling applies to Nawafil and Mustahabbat, because this would also cause distress to the Muslim. Here are some examples of such statements. He does not offer tahajjud. In his entire life, he has never observed fast on the day of Ashura. Saying this, that he does not offer Salatul Ishraq or Salatul Duha. How will he even offer the Nawafil of Awwabin? Go ask him when those Nawafil are supposed to be offered. Saying this is also backbiting, that he calls the food which is served to the people with the intention of presenting the sawab to the pious predecessors a blessing and is always there to eat it. However, he never donates money for it. And like this, you can make more examples used in our society. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, on page 313 of Uyun al-Hikayat, Volume 2, the 413 page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, a saying of Sayyidina Haris alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi is narrated. Refrain from backbiting. It is such an evil that a person seeks it willingly. What do you think of an action that entices you to be disloyal to the one who has favored you and causes good deeds earned by you to be given to those who you slandered until they are pleased, because wealth will not come to your aid. Your religion will be taken away from you, equal to the measure of the harm that you cause to a Muslim's reputation. Therefore, refrain from backbiting, make yourself aware of it, and recognize its different forms and how it entraps you. He further added, take this to heart. Indeed, some ignorant and naive individuals indulge in backbiting by manifesting their anger on the sins committed by others. They make false assumptions and are jealous of them. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us refuge. Shaitan further misleads his people into thinking that by manifesting their anger, they are actually protecting their faith. They make claims of showing anger by speaking ill and making abusive remarks against another person, not for personal reasons, but for protecting the religion. The evil of such thought and action is not hidden from the wise. Even some learned people have been observed to make statements like, "We are only doing this for their rectification. We are their well-wishers and only want the best for them." The fact of the matter is that if these people wanted the best of the others, they would have not indulged in such an evil action of backbiting. The thought of giving advice would not cause them to indulge in backbiting. That is, they would have taken the adopted method that is permissible by Islamic law, which is to directly advise the person who had made the mistake and not to make it a point to display it to others. At times, even seemingly religious and righteous individuals commit backbiting by saying expressions that are astonishing. As for teachers, leaders and officers, they at times indulge in backbiting by trying to show compassion for their subordinates and students with phrases like, "I feel so sorry for that person that he commits such and such evil. I wish he wasn't involved in those things," that is, drug addiction, etc. In reality, these people are not feeling sorry for others, but they are actually exposing their faults and shortcomings disguised as compassion and well-wishing, and thus indulging in backbiting. Instead of saying such expressions, if they really want the best of the other person, they should directly approach them and make an effort to rectify their behavior. Some people have been observed making this point that they are only exposing the faults of another person so that the listener supplicates for them. They think that they are doing them a favor, but instead they are actually backbiting. We make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from the deceit of shaitan and protect us from speaking ill against other Muslims. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A poet says, "Afsos marz barta hi jata hai gunahon ka, ho nazr shifa arz hai sarkar madina hai." Sadly, the disease of sins has grown. O Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, please cast a sight of relief upon this helpless. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.